All right, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by Mauricio Dubon. And it's a gorgeous day in Arizona. It's spring training baseball. What more could you ask for?
Nothing. We have waited 6 months for this, so I finally have it, so I'm trying to enjoy it.
Mauricio, what was the winter like for you? Of course, what a whirlwind year for you last year. My goodness, you never know where life will take you, and you sure know that. Being in Milwaukee in the minor leagues and who knows what. And next thing you know, you're in Sacramento, close to home, and then at Oracle Park. Reflect on last year a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back for 2018. I mean, 2019, I had a torn ACL, so it was kind of devastating. I mean, it was devastating. It was, an eye-opener and everything. And then 2019, started the same way. I started, like, miserable in a place that I didn't want to be. And, I mean, it just turned like a 180 turn. I mean, I was close to home now. I was close to my host family. I was close to play with the team that I, grew up watching. And, I mean, I just, did the job and ended up getting the chance to play there.
How did you find out you were traded to the Giants? How did that happen?
Oh, no. As soon as I saw the rumors going on that I might be traded to the Giants, I was like, okay, let's make it happen. Like, it would be cool. Every time I call my host parents back home, he always told me, hey, did it happen yet? And that they had got traded before, because when you get traded, it comes out like in the morning, like tells you in the morning and comes out like in later afternoon. And as soon as I called them, I thought, like, did it happen? I was like, yep, I'm a Giant now. And then they started crying and everything. It just like I just got like my first hit and everything. But no, they were happy about it.
It's a great story. Mauricio Dubon with us. You have enthusiasm for baseball. And I tell the fans, I say it on the air, the kid smiles out on the baseball field. He looks like he's having fun.
Yeah, it's a game. It's a game I enjoy playing this game. It's a game that has brought me a lot of joy, a lot of tears. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a game. I'm just trying to enjoy it as much as I can.
You got some power, you're every time you hit one down the left field line, people say, how did he do that?
I always had it in me. I always had it. I just needed to know how to use it. And from last year till this year, I've been trying to use it more, trying to know how to use it, maximize my swing. But I know I have it. I have it in me.
Well, the Giants talk about utility players, and it's part of what's going on in the spring training camp, and I guess you're the poster child for that. Where do they have you playing? What kind of positions?
I mean, just center right now, just center and short. I mean, I came up as a shortstop, but I mean, just center right now. Like I keep telling people, as long as I'm in the lineup, I'm good. I don't care where I play.
Well, I like the fact the first time they put you in center field, you had to get a glove, and you're walking around saying, boy, this glove seems a little stiff.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, I had my infield glove for like 4 years now, so it's like getting to a new glove, it was a little different, and ended up losing it, so I had to get another glove so I can play it in the outfield.
How do you break in a glove? What do you do? I know kids ask the question all the time.
I mean, normally I just grab in the office and play catch with it, but I have been using the same glove for 4 years, so I never had to break in a glove for a while now. And that one, I just beat it and put some hot water or something and then just, try to get it soft for the game. But, I mean, it's hard.
All right. Spring training here has been different this year. I don't know what it was like for you in Milwaukee, but certainly here in San Francisco, it's different with all the coaches and all the video and things like that. What is your typical day like? What is it like for you and the coaches?
I mean, I get here early. I'm usually one of the first ones to get here. Just trying to get, try to get my work in early before, the veteran guys come in, don't get in their way. Try to get my stuff in. Try to get my body right. If there's infield work early, I do the infield work early. I mean, optional for me is not optional, so it's I have to do it. And, I mean, just go up on my business. I mean, just trying to go to the cage early, and then I have, 30 to 40 minutes to relax and then go to stretch. And then after that, if I'm playing, I just play. I mean, it's a very, a constant routine every day that you have to, get used to it.
Fans always ask, what do you eat during the day, at a game day? Because now, obviously, we have chefs and nutrition is very important. What kind of food do you eat during the day?
The menu varies here. The menu varies in the complex and then, I mean, whatever they put me, I eat it. I'm not a picky eater, so I'm not a picky eater. So I'm you know, whatever it's out there, I eat it. But so far, it's been really great in the kitchen. I mean, I've been really enjoying it.
Honduras is such a big part of your background, and you became a big star and a big hero there. What sort of communication do you have back there?
Oh, no, they watch the game. It was funny because I think it's easier for them to watch the game than here. So I don't know how they find the games online, but they do watch the games online. They watch a lot of the games. They live stream games in restaurants and everything, so just when I'm playing. So it's a pretty neat thing having that support back home.
Well, it's great to have you on, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the park. How about opening day? Do you think about it? Boy, standing out on the line there, your first opening day at Oracle, that's going to be something.
Oh, yeah, it'll be special. I mean, hopefully it happens. I mean, it's a thing that you dream as a kid. I mean, make an opening day roster, it's a thing you play for, and hopefully, you know, it's not my last one. Hopefully, it'll be my first one, too.
Yeah. One other thing I was thinking as you were just answering there, small ball. It's a big part of what the Giants are doing down here. You stole a base, you get caught stealing, first to third, hitting in the gaps. Are they concentrating on that with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing that we got to be aggressive in the base paths. I mean, we need to. I mean, the name of the game is to score more runs. So we're just trying to create runs, trying to create opportunities for us to, you know, be selfless, trying to, you know, give somebody else an RBI. But it's a thing that they've been preaching, like, you know, be smart but aggressive at the same time.
Yeah.
But, no, it's a thing that, you know, we need to do as a team.
Yeah. Now, I like it. I think the fans like it, too. They like to see people run around. They like to see you smile. They like to see you catch a ground ball, have it run up your arm, and then grab it and throw somebody out. How about that?
Yeah, it's a fun thing. It's a fun thing. I like I say, I enjoy playing the game. I love playing baseball. Okay. It's a thing that I will do this every day of my life.
All right. That is Mauricio Dubon. Mauricio, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.